Unit 7. Grammar and Vocabulary Focus. Activities 2 and 3.
If you ask people to describe the archetypal salesperson, chances are the rug seller will come near the top of many lists. The pushy souk merchants tugging at every passing tourist, begging, charming and then bullying customers to buy. Abdelmajid Rais Elfeni, known as Majid, is different. He runs one of the most successful boutiques in the Kasbah of Tangiers, selling rugs, lamps, silverware and embroidery to clients from all over the world. He used to claw for business like his neighbours, who sell identical trinkets and rugs. But he soon realised that if he wanted to succeed, haggling would not get him anywhere. Instead, he learnt to create value around his products, telling stories and selling the very best things he could find. "You are like a beggar in sales, asking again and again all day," he explains. "My father used to say if you get upset, you lose the customer." Business people often talk about the importance of humility, of serving your customers and acknowledging the fickleness of the markets. For salespeople, humility is not an option, but something that can be turned to their advantage. "You look at everyone," he says. "You pay attention. Often customers don't even look at salespeople. They treat them like dirt. If I were a customer in someone else's shop, I would be friendly and polite. I tend to leave people alone to look at things. I turn the lights on, pay attention to what they're looking at, but I don't hassle them. If I see a salesman who interrupts and waves his hands about, I know he has another 20 years of learning to do." Majid is a master at categorising the people who walk through his door and tailoring his approach. Majid explains his strategy after dealing with a tricky customer. "Sometimes you need to be patient. At other times, you must treat the customer as a king. I made that man feel powerful by being so humble. He wanted to exercise his power. If I hadn't treated him so well, he would never have bought a carpet. Sometimes you need to teach, to establish your authority with customers who take you for a mere peddler." He compares the different modes of selling to gears in a car. "If the gear needs changing, you change it," he says.